trying to...
A veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher. If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Yeah,
are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means for $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G. GEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
We are getting ready to hear the mortgage-free home ownership. What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, in front of the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots of the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Brent Humphries is in the house. Welcome, Brent.
Good morning. Am I going to need the attorney because I'm a repeat offender?
You might. You never know, but anything you say can and will be held against you.
Beautiful.
In a court of public opinion. Let me remind you, if you ever have any humor finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. Reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it. Well, I have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan. I plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you have any needs today, save this on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. There's a lot of celebrating to be done today, but the one that I think many of us are going to be doing today for sure, let's take a look at down the list. Well, got serious first for a minute. Today is National Canine Veterans Day. So those canines that are out there helping our veterans, a lot of thanks for them. Give them an extra bone today. They are doing a lot of, don't you say a word, Brent. I can hear that mind of yours working. I mean, those dogs do a tremendous service for our men and women in service. And you know, they don't get a lot of thanks. So when we do recognize them, extra bone. Coconut Tort Day today. Good Samaritan Day. And we'll save the next one. There is another one that we're going to share a little bit later in my monologue this morning because it's something that you need to know about. Well, we'll share it right now. What the heck? Because we're going to write it. Well, let's talk about what's happening in the markets, and then we'll get to that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 23 points as I speak to. Oil down another 17 cents per barrel. Yeah, we're at $48.32 a barrel right now. Does that matter? In the confusion, we vote every time we get the opportunity right here in the state of confusion, we do vote for additional taxes. So, you know, oil's way down. Are you seeing the gas pump? Don't ask Brent. He doesn't go to the gas pump. $2.29 is the national average for a tank of gas. Here in the state of confusion, we are just slightly over $3 a tank. Yeah, that doesn't sound so good. Over, what's that, about 70 cents a gallon we pay extra because of taxes and the other loony things we like to do here in the state of confusion. Unbelievable. 10-year treasury up another 0.02 of a point. 2.60 is the 10-year treasury yield right now. Wednesday will be the big day. So we're going to see the Federal Reserve most likely raising interest rates on the Fed funds rate. You know, I should throw this in there. What is the Fed funds rate? Because most people don't understand the Fed funds rate. The Fed funds rate is nothing more than the rate that the Federal Reserve charges member banks for overnight borrowing. That's the Fed funds rate. Now, one of the things that you don't want to do if you're a member bank is borrow money from the Federal Reserve because they're the bank of last resort for the members. So if no one else will lend you money, then you go to the Fed, you go up to their window, they'll lend you the overnight money. I think they charge a lot more for that than they do, but that's their rate. The prime rate, U.S. prime rate, follows that Fed funds rate. So that's why I say those of you with a home equity line of credit, your rates will go up as soon as the Federal Reserve increases rates. If you've had your property for any length of time, maybe now is the time to give our team a call at 800-306-1990. See if you get rid of that home equity line of credit. There are great usages for that. If you've owned your property for any length of time, you may all want to call and see if you can get rid of your mortgage insurance, both the FHA mortgage insurance and also the private mortgage insurance. Both items are something that you can get rid of. I would suggest you can do it as soon as possible. Today, we also celebrate National Napping Day. Yeah. Brent's over here sleeping already. So now when you get started each day about 4:30 in the morning, sometimes a nap is really nice. But on days like this where we turn the clocks forward, yeah, 4 o'clock is actually 3 o'clock and the sun isn't even up.
You look good though.
That's the first time anybody said that to you. That's only because you're tired. You said now I know. Okay, I got it. It's because you're tired. I look good.
You look well rested.
Fun stuff. So I did hear a report. Dr. Oz, the world famous Dr. Oz, talking about daylight savings time, healthy sleep patterns. You ready for this one? 6.7% increase in fatal car accidents the day after daylight savings time. 21% of auto fatalities are linked to sleepiness, 21%. That's more than alcohol or drugs. Part of the reason, it's still dark outside. You turn the lights on. Unbelievable. 24% increase in heart attacks, strokes increase, and the average time lost. Now here's an aspect trivia question. You see, and I'll see if I can stump Brent here. So here's the idea, Brent. We know that we turned our clocks forward an hour, right?
Correct.
So one might think that you lose an hour's sleep. Wouldn't that be a logical assumption?
It depends on whether you're going in or coming out of the daylight savings.
Okay. Well,
we have six people in our family, and three of us laughed and cackled Saturday night when we said, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing?
Right.
And I think our son Jacob went to Google and figured it out.
40
spring
40
forward,
minutes,
back,
spring
yeah.
forward. Yeah, spring forward. You lose time. You don't get. So you have to lose 40 minutes worth of sleep.
Okay.
On average, that's what people have lost, was 40 minutes worth of sleep. Now, Brent, you will appreciate this commentary from Dr. Oz. I know you well enough to know that you're going to appreciate this. A glass of wine before bed will help.
Beautiful.
See?
Maybe I didn't lose 40 minutes of sleep.
Dr. Oz is on our side, Brent. We've got this made.
Can we donate it online?
Exactly. Dr. Oz, can you say that again? Can you tell my wife that? I'm a simple man. Right? So we understand that if a glass of wine is good, doesn't that state reason that two must be better?
Yeah.
I would certainly think.
Sure.
I mean,
the arbitrage there,
right?
Somewhere.
Exactly. It seems just to make sense to me. And we better move right along. The GOP health care bill. Love this one. We're going to see the CBO scoring today. It should be very interesting because if you recall, when they scored the Obamacare bill, they got it all wrong. But the media right now, I mean, they do their loony stuff, most of the media, and that's why I tell you every day that we're going to try and clear up the media mess that they make on some broadcast stations. Hey, well, people are going to lose their coverage. Can you define that? Do you understand what that really means? Well, under the Obamacare bill, the Affordable Care Act, people were forced to buy something that maybe they wanted, maybe they didn't want it. So now when they say they're going to lose their coverage, do they care? Is it something they want to lose? Maybe that's the idea, is they don't want that coverage, and they're more excited about the fact that they're not going to have it. Do you think that could be the case? Well, we'll check about that. We'll wonder about that. There's no mandate. It's gone. And again, can we believe that CBO score? The media won't tell you that information. The other thing that they've got their hair on fire right now. I love this one. Now, CBS, the Clinton News Network, MSNBC, hee-haw, none of them realize that. Let's think about this one. MSNBC. That was a joint venture between NBC and Microsoft, if you recall the early days of that. Apparently, they've got a big feud going on because they don't like Google. And Google, you can generally find a lot of great information on Google. It's really this super secret website. Nobody's ever heard of it, especially in the media. Because right now, their hair is on fire because the Jeff Sessions, our new attorney general, asked for the resignations of 46 state or federal attorneys. They serve at the pleasure of the president. If the president isn't pleasured, I guess that's probably a proper way of putting that.
Don't look at me.
But if it's not his pleasure, they don't serve any longer. They're gone. And the hearing on MSNBC, hee-haw, on CNN and NBC, they're talking about, how could possibly fire all 46 of them? And it's never been done before. Except Google had the information because under the Clinton administration, Janet Reno did the same thing. Eric Holder did the same thing. And Mr. Gonzalez, he did the same thing. So that's abnormal. This is all new or normal issues that don't want you to know about. So when you hear about Preet Bharara being fired because he would not turn in his resignation, well, he's only got one person to blame. It's himself. He should have understood that he is a political appointee. when the commander in chief or the president's party changed it, or when the president, he didn't have a guarantee of having a job even if Hillary Clinton was elected, because they serve at the pleasure of the president. This is nothing different. So don't let anybody be out there tell you that this is some sort of a big scandal. That's unbelievable. It's just a waste of breath. But it didn't cover that. They'd have to cover legitimate news. And there's a problem for you. Just a thought for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, international acquisitions of real estate, trends, what markets are hot. We've got a lot to talk about. How to get the most money when selling your home. I've got a foolproof method. So I want you to hear that one. I'll chat with that with Brent Humphreys as well. How credit card payments are applied to balance. How does early retirement affect Social Security? Anytime, call our offer number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. If you miss part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. You're a consumer advocate. I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio. It's time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And every once in a while, you get to hear a little what's going on in studio. So if you caught that So, Brent, just say hi to your wife for us. Yeah, I mean, you can do it live on radio.
Hi, honey. Sorry, I thought we were actually break. I'm so embarrassed.
Brent's turning red right here on. Well, those of you watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv or on our live stream, you know, you can see Brent turning. That's not makeup. You didn't go and run into the bedroom and put the makeup on.
I think I've blushed fewer than 10 times in my life. That was horrible. She's driving, and I thought she might want it too.
Well, if your wife is anything at all like mine, the last thing they want to do is listen to us when they can talk back.
Very good. You're quick.
Now, see, I say that because my wife I know is not listening. If you said that, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
We're going to move right on. Hopefully, either one of us is getting too much trouble here. Our real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals. Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, NES 79564 NES. Find your dream home before somebody else finds it. That's the whole idea of our friends over at NEST. How do you find this? I love this story because I share this on a regular basis. And because so many people ask all the time, how do I get the most money when selling my house? And I've shared this other part of it because I do like full transparency on Ron Siegel Radio. I don't ever tell you that I am going to give you an unbiased opinion. I'm not a newsman. I'm a commentator. So I share with you my opinions, my beliefs. I do a lot of studying to bring what I feel is the best information I can possibly share. This is one question I get all the time because people look at real estate, and in my opinion, we've gotten into a habit. We don't understand. We act in a way that's sometimes contrary to logic. And I know it's not because you're trying to be illogical. It's because it's just we don't know. We don't know what we don't know. So give you a perfect example. I hear people all the time telling me that, well, interest rates are going up, so that means or the housing market will slow down. But we've got science that shows us that the last four times, and actually every time that they've been able to been monitoring these data, that when interest rates increase by 1% or more, real estate prices actually increase at the same time. Well, why is that? It's very logical when you understand the backside of it. Why are interest rates going up? Well, it's because the economy is doing well. The economy is doing well. People are working. People are making more money. They're going out and buying the next bigger house for their family, or our seniors are going, deciding that they want a right size. They don't want as big a house anymore. So the same logic happens when we talk about getting the most money for your home. So the common thought is, well, if I've got a $500,000 house and I want to sell it, if I put it up for $550,000, I can negotiate down. And statistics actually show us that is the exact wrong way to price your property. If you want to get $550,000, they're a little slow on the buzzer this morning. Those of you watching who's slow on it, but here's the concept. When you go, if you have that $500,000 house and you price it at $550,000, well, we know that you're only going to be seen by 15% of the $500,000 market. That's stats. If you price it at, oh, say, $525,000, well, it's going to be about 30% of the market's going to see you. If you price it right at $500,000 because you want $500,000, the market value is $500,000, 60% of the market will see your property. Now, if you price that property at $450,000, 75% of the market's going to see it. And if you price it at $425,000, 90% of the $500,000 price range will see your property. 90%. Now, what happens there? You get what's called a bidding war, because anytime the market's always going to set the price. The market works. It sets the price. As long as you have a great real estate agent that's out there marketing the property, if the population sees that it's out there. So if you have a $500,000 property in a $500,000 neighborhood and it's listed at $425,000, what's going to end up happening is you're going to get a bidding frenzy. And the price will be moved up to at or above that market price because you get that bidding frenzy. Now, the other part of it is, do you think if there's five people bidding on the property and you're going back and forth, you got a great real estate agent negotiating it, do you think that who's going to be negotiating against whom? Is the seller that's going to be negotiating with buyer, or do you think it might be buyer against buyer? Well, if it's buyer against buyer, let them do all the work. And you just sit on the sideline counting your money, cha-ching, ching. I think I've got a cash register on here. I'm not sure. But you just sit there, keep counting all the money. And then when it comes time for the negotiations and maybe there's some repairs that need to be done, you have a great real estate agent that says, you know, Mr. Smith, I don't want to be a stickler here. But if you want these repairs done and my client really doesn't want to have the repairs done, do these, maybe let's go to Mr. Jones because he's willing to do this without that. Think about that concept. Now, the flip side to that, or the one part of that doesn't get talked about a lot, and why you have to have a great real estate agent to do this, is because they have to understand the offers that are coming in, and they've got to evaluate those to find out that if you get an offer that says 425, and maybe I'll go a little bit above that to 440. Can that person really afford 550? You need a great real estate agent to work that part of the strategy with to get up to the very most you can get for your property. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professional, Ron Siegel Radio. Text or find that home before someone else does. And if you're buying, text HBG to 79564. Got a beautiful 20-page book that we just released, Things to Consider When Buying Real Estate. So, Brent, where did I go wrong with that concept there of pricing a property?
Interesting. Well, I there's a lot of truth in that. You're putting me live now and asking my opinion. I do things very, very differently.
Okay.
I will sometimes price property right around market. I agree with the bidding war and managing and buyers competing against buyers and pairs. Everything is good. I would feel comfortable taking a $500,000 property and pricing it at $425. And
okay.
The only reason that I feel uncomfortable with that, well, there are two reasons. One, $75,000 is a pretty big delta to underprice a property.
Sure.
And what if the buyers who were prepared to pay $5,000 going to be out of town at a wedding, dropping their kids off at college, their internet went down, and you're sitting in front of your seller with a $425,000 offer without all the other offers that often come.
Sure.
It would be difficult for me to articulate to the buyer's agent who submitted the $425 offer why the seller wasn't going to accept it.
Now that's great. I love that commentary. And one of that probably does affect what we're talking about here to a little bit of a degree is the fact that we're in California, right? And some of the statistics, when you start looking at percentages, like you said, the delta, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure when I look at that number, and I know that these numbers are national numbers, and they're coming from the National Association of Realtors, and it's a move sales survey that they did. We're also talking, look at that, we're talking about, what is that, I think it's a $223,000
median, right,
price nationally.
Okay.
So we say 15% of $223,000, now we're talking about $30,000 below. Because the number, the $30,000 is still a lot of money.
Correct.
Right? But it's not the same as $75,000 when we're talking about California real estate.
Fair, yeah. But the key is to market the property in a way to secure the maximum visibility.
Right.
And create pent-up demand, maybe the coming soon where states
what
allow.
What does the coming soon mean?
Where you market a property online is upcoming with professional photography, and then you can actually look daily and see how many people are finding your listing, relevant search results, and how many people are engaging with it. I mean, show me photos, click on the listing, favorite the property, send it to a friend, contact an agent, all those buying type activities that happen. So that
wait,
can be,
Brent, those really happen?
Yes, they do.
Wow, that's
a... Is this a joke?
Well, I was driving, you know, those people that follow me on social media, Ron Siegel Radio, or on my Facebook page, they'll notice that frequently on the weekend, I drive down to Balboa Island and walk the island.
You take a selfie and then you walk the island.
Right. And I was listening there I was just getting down to the island, and I heard this commercial on radio. And I thought it was very, very fascinating to me. I even scratched my chin as I am doing. Those of you watching on radio.tv can see that. So the commercial basically said the MLS is outdated, that people find our homes on the internet. They didn't mention how it gets to the internet because the MLS is what pushes it to the internet. But that's beside the point.
Yeah, that's a big oversight.
Right? And you can do all this stuff for a 2% commission. And I scratched my head because I think it's stupid. And my personal opinion.
I agree with it.
And
I agree with your opinion. I agree with your opinion that it's stupid.
Right. Sorry. Right? But here's the concept is look at all that data that you as a professional are able to glean from those outdated MLS according to this dumb commercial.
Yeah.
Right? Because you know what you're looking for. Pent-up demand. Are there people looking at the property? If it and you can, because of your history, because of your experience, you can say, oh, there's a lot of pent-up demand for it, so we can expect X and you can advise your seller.
Sure.
And if you're not getting the views, you can advise your seller and counsel them to that as well.
Yeah.
Right?
The moment that you abandon the MLS, Ron, and you put your property out with the biggest financial activity that pretty much, you know, anyone's involved in other than maybe, you know, multi-million dollar business sales and what have you, you then you're at the mercy of whatever third party website that particular agent is using. And
right.
What if all the other agents with ready buyers in their car, pre-approvals from you know, your lending company or, you know, or cash in the bank, suddenly they don't see it because they don't go to that website. If you don't have a consistent, you know, you got me all wound up on this one. If you don't have a consistent database to find that property, you lose all of the competitive warfare and intel you can get. If I go into a property that's priced at 80 and I spend on the market for 2 days, I will most likely instruct my buyer that if you want to take this property off the market now in the first week of knowing, you're going to probably pay full price, or the seller will say, let's wait, give it a couple weeks, let's stay in touch. But if you have the MLS, you go back and run a listing history and say, this person's actually not been on for 2 days. They reset the daughter. They were listed last month with Cobalt Bank, the month before with Keller Williams. It's been on 202 days, and the seller was asking 7.4. So that's really the number the seller wants, isn't it? Lose all of that intel.
And that's why you need great counsel.
Get me a therapist.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I listen to these things, and I go, you know, to save a couple of dollars, which you're not going to save anyway.
You're not.
At the end of the day. To save a couple, to think you're going to save a couple of dollars to try and go to the Walmart of real estate, maybe not even, maybe the thrift store of real estate. It just blows my mind.
Pawn shop.
Right, exactly. Well, they've got that pawn shop TV show now even, right? Yeah. I mean, think about that. It's crazy. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. We're going to come back and talk to Brent about international acquisitions. We were planning on talking about that until I got sidetracked a rabbit trail. Unbelievable. How credit card payments are applied to your balance. How does early retirement of Social Security? You can reach me anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us at facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. As your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you are 62 years of age or older and you want to buy a house and never, ever have a mortgage payment, reverse mortgage might be the solution for you. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. I'll educate you on the product. A lot of misconceptions out there. How credit card payments are applied to your balance. So there's a lot of differences out there. Your credit card statement, you'll notice in some cards where they allow a combination of purchases, balance transfer, and cash advances. If you look in the fine print, in some instances, they're charging a different interest rate for each one of those. Now, which do you think the credit card company wants to pay off first? Well, it's going to be the one with the low interest rate, and that's generally going to be your purchase balance. Balance transfer, a lot of times that has a teaser rate in there. But if that teaser rate is done, that would be the next highest transfer. Cash advance, not only do they have a high interest rate, in many instances, they'll charge a 1% to 3% transaction fee. So the real guideline, the real thumb right there, is the order they're going to take those payments from. Remember, if you're making the minimum payment, in most instances, the minimum payment means you're amortized over about 300 years. So just remember that concept. You're probably not going to ever pay off a credit card. And that's assuming that it's, you know, a significant balance on a $1,000 card. You're making a $50 payment with a 24% interest rate. That means that $1,000 will be doubling every 3 years. So watch those numbers. If you have something with the deferred interest, right now, you know, as we come close to Easter, you'll start seeing deferred interest, zero interest if you pay it off within 12 months or 18 months. Make sure you're paying it off because most of the time those items are retroactive. So the interest back to day one if you paid it off in full at the end of that deferred interest period. Just make sure you're watching these cards. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we got sidetracked in the last segment. Because I do go down these rabbit trails from now and then, now and again. Brent, I'm going to share on air what I tell everyone, I guess. Obviously, you've heard this over and over again. It's our whole focus on Siegel Radio is to have a discussion. I don't do interviews. I'm not good at it. Maybe that's why I don't do them. Maybe it's the other way around. If I did them, I might be good at it, but I don't know. I like the idea of having a conversation, so I love the idea that you had a contrary opinion to my thought on the idea of listing prices. And one of the things that I will come up flat out and say is, being that I talk about these things and read about the national surveys and studies, there's always an adaptation between what the national numbers say and what the guy on the street is actually doing, right? And I'm talking about it, you're doing it. So that's a big – so we got to lean a little bit more toward Brent is what I'm saying right now.
Oh, that's nice. as long as I'm invited back. I love doing this each month.
No, absolutely. We have a good time. So let's talk about international real estate.
Yeah.
International market is coming in. And are they still buying real estate in California and the U.S.?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where do they come from?
So they're coming from Mexico, India, the United Kingdom, China, and Canada. Those are the top five sources of international investment in U.S. real estate. And those five countries make up 45% of all the international acquisitions.
Mexico, India, China,
Canada, and the U.K.
Canada and U.K.
Although I read another report over the weekend, South Korea is beginning to pick up.
Yeah, I can understand why they want to move me out of South Korea. A lot of political turmoil there. So that's an understandable one. Now, it's very interesting in looking at this, because we do know with our Coachella Valley audience that Canada is always a big market. Although with you having as listing that as one of the top five, that's a very interesting number, because I know with the exchange rate,
mm-hmm.
we frequently that'll affect what happens with Canada on a regular basis.
Yep. Well, Canada's been a nice position in terms of, you know, the ranking, but in March of 2016, another survey was done. They looked at all of the acquisitions, and it was discovered that the Chinese buyer actually had lapped Canada, $27.8 billion in acquisitions in the previous 12-month period. Three times Canada's acquisition.
The interesting thing that I'm looking at, and just in reviewing the places that you're saying here, other than obviously Canada, UK, a lot of the areas, it looks like it's from either communist countries, and I'm not saying disparagingly, you know, China is what it is, right? People are always worried in China about the safety of their assets. So they can park them here through real estate. Mexico.
I like that you use the word park.
Right?
Yeah, because that's what a lot of buyers are doing, picking up properties and parking them. And sometimes, you know, we were talking at a commercial break that they're sometimes purchasing properties, particularly here on the West Coast, and not even doing anything with them.
Right, because they're concerned, right? They don't know if, in a lot of instances, what ends up happening. And now that you mentioned with South Korea, they've got the same issue, is there's a concern, and we take our lifestyle for granted here, right? We've got a lot of people out there protesting everything under the sun. And again, they have the right to protest and do as their wish there. But the concept being, if you sell a house to Mr. Jones this week, he knows that other than through a domain or something like that, that is asset that he can go to the bank with.
Yes.
Right? In China, South Korea, unfortunately, Mexico, we've seen many, many times, not recently, but many times we've seen devaluations of their currency.
Mm-hmm.
It's a safe haven.
It is. And you know, when I look at the reason why so many people want to invest in U.S. real estate, whether they're going to be, you know, second homes, vacation homes, park the money, as you say so well, or whether it be investment properties where they're purchasing them immediately to rent them out, it's the look at the overall economy of the United States and its growth compared to other developing nations. It's favorable interest rates. Yes, they're going up, but they're still very, very favorable. And it's also the legal climate. I mean, I was reading blogs from attorneys writing about how well-defined the process is in the United States. And to your point, you know, as an eminent domain, or you financed it and didn't pay,
right,
you know exactly what the process is to get in. And you know that once you bought something, as long as you uphold your end deal, it's your asset.
And sometimes, in some of the instances I've seen, I'll ask you the question, they're not as much concerned about return on investment. They're concerned about return of investment.
Correct. Correct.
They want to just make sure that they get a vast majority of their money back.
Yes.
Interesting information. We're going to talk more with Brent Humphries about the acquisition of real estate. We now know where they're buying, where they're coming from to buy. What are the other issues that we need to know about? We'll talk to Brent about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. How does early retirement affect Social Security? We'll talk about that as well. A lot of coverage still. Make sure you call us anytime with any questions you have. 800-306-990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Hey, you know, you can also put any questions right now on Facebook. Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. And you can, if there's questions there, we'll try and get to those as well. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. You're ready for that next loan. Give me a call. Get in touch with our friends over at Gold Star and get that fast pass approval. Fast pass approval means your real estate professional can make an offer for you with no loan contingencies. You've already been pre-underwritten, so there's no loan contingencies. And the other part is our friends over at Gold Star will also waive their lender fees if you are using one of their preferred real estate agents. So we'll chat about that as well. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. How does early retirement affect Social Security? So here's a couple of different issues. Number one, if you're starting to take your Social Security. There's an 8% discount or appreciation in your Social Security benefit year after year, starting from age 62 to 63 and there on, all the way up to age 70, we get to full retirement age. The issue that you need to be aware of is, if you retire early, do you have your 40 full quarters of earnings in? Because that's what's going to determine your Social Security benefit, is how they average those 40 quarters and then come up with a number and work it into your process there of getting your Social Security. Now, if you're retiring early, maybe it is that you're just not counting on Social Security, so it may not have a whole lot of meaning to you. But the bottom line is, you do want to make sure that you take into account, a lot of financial planners, they do a great job. In some instances, they're not looking at Social Security and your real estate equity and part of your overall big picture. And that's why we adopt a mortgage. And if you go in and let us know, we'll just send a mortgage statement. We'll adopt mortgage, let you know exactly what your real estate equity position is. Maybe there's some room for you to make adjustments, modifications, might be beneficial for you. Just give us a call, 800-306-990. It's a free service of Ron Siegel Radio. So we're continuing our conversation this morning. Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates, is in the house. And we are talking about international real estate. Well, actually, we're talking about domestic real estate, but international buyers. So I guess I got to clarify that a little bit.
Yeah, good.
So David Letterman retired, right? Brent Humphreys has not. So we can talk about the top 10 markets where our foreign investors are looking to buy.
Yeah. Funny, I was David Letterman, best of days.
Right.
With this Taco Bell employee segment, I laughed so hard I think my stomach hurt. I mean, my sides hurt. It was hilarious. But
fun stuff.
Yeah, top 10 markets. So New York City, not surprising.
That's where they're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Los Angeles.
Okay.
San Francisco.
Okay.
Washington D.C. Seattle, Washington.
Okay, that's the one I understand.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Atlanta. Miami, Florida, not surprised. That was like a freebie, right? If you,
right.
You know, Jeopardy.
Exactly.
I'll go with Miami for 500.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious.
Well, I'll start you on this one. Go ahead.
Oh, there you go. Austin, Texas. Yeah, I got the wrong card. Atlanta's not on it.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Miami, Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas.
And Houston.
Houston.
That's pretty it. Now, I wonder what New York City is obvious, right? Because
sure.
That's, I mean, there is only New York City. You can't, I mean, it's the boroughs, basically, and you know, of you know, international activity there. The Valley, I can understand if they said the coast, you know, Santa Monica, or Marina Del Rey, or Palisades,
mm-hmm.
Newport Beach, but L.A.
Yep, Los Angeles.
Interesting.
These are reputable sources, National Association of Realtors.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, AFIRE, Association of Foreign Investment in Real Estate.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and CBRE, I mean.
So they're all
international, 77,000 employees.
Sure, big stuff.
Big companies.
Interesting. So, and
there are others, obviously, but these are the 10 top markets.
Do they talk about what people are looking for? Are they looking for commercial? Are they looking for residential? Are they looking for, you know, any idea there?
Yes. So Latin America is really, really picking up its acquisition of commercial properties, particularly in the Southeast.
Okay. Interesting.
Buyers from India are looking, in addition to residential, at a lot of commercial. They are the least concentrated buying group, if you will.
What does that mean, least concentrated?
Well, so the Chinese buyers are really focusing heavily on the West Coast.
Okay.
And Latin Americans are focusing on Southeast and any different nationalities. We're seeing the spots on the maps of where the money is going.
Sure.
Right? Being very careful.
Those also,
the way I say this.
You know, when you talk about Chinese buyers looking West Coast, maybe it's a little bit easier for them access-wise geographically.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and the Southeast for the Hispanic market.
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, they go through the Gulf right there, or they you know, it's a little easier access.
It is. Yep. Europeans. Canadians are continuing to purchase around the country, but are particularly focused upon, in addition to investment value, having a second home. So sometimes they're parking the money and they're not necessarily running the property, but they're particularly looking for warmer climates.
Interesting.
Vacation. So vacation destinations.
And we know, again, we talked this, I think, in the last segment, a lot of the Canadian buyers are very active in the Coachella Valley. You know, they call them the snowbirds, and it's a big part of the market. There are some special rules there also. I mean, for the Canadian buyers, you make sure you get a good CPA or both U.S. and Canada. So you make sure that you're getting all the rules down pat.
You're, sure, and taking advantage of capital gains taxes.
Right.
You're going to be double dipping or triple dipping.
Sure.
A lot about taxation, which obviously I can't really talk about with having good attorneys.
Right.
Not specialized, but fascinating.
Yes.
Reasons why people are investing. And, you know, there were two surveys last year. One was from AFR, again, Association of Foreign Investment Real Estate. 95, and it was a pretty big survey. I don't remember the number, but it was pretty significant. 95% of respondents said, we want to increase our investment in U.S. real estate or maintain the current levels. CBRE's survey, which may not have had identical questions, but this was the same idea.
Yes.
40% of respondents said they want to increase investment in U.S. real estate.
Okay. And that kind of ties in because we know that the national number is still running at about of residential real estate, 3.9 supply of real estate available.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we keep getting the foreign investors coming in. Now, talk about the idea. Are they financing or are they in cash?
So I'll give you a real example. I listed a property in February in Carlsbad. And a buyer from China came, although when I say came, I don't mean they didn't show up. They purchased the property for $800,000 cash, 20-day escrow, never even flew out to look at it. Just
wow.
Closed. That was it.
So
that was a fun one.
So were you representing the buyer, the seller, or both?
I was representing the seller.
The seller, okay. Be interesting to see. I mean, they obviously had a very high level of confidence in their buyer's agent.
Sure, yeah. And I provided access to the agent to do additional videos and additional photos. So basically, it was a virtual walkthrough, you know, even around like this,
wow.
Showing the property, yeah.
Those of you that are listening on radio are noticing that probably won't notice that Brent is holding his phone up there so they can do. Those of you watching us on Facebook Live or live stream will see that Brent's kind of doing his video image.
What I see all the teenagers do. They're always taking pictures of themselves. Well, this is what they were doing in real estate. It was fun. And when you have two major surveys pointing to increasing investment in U.S. real estate, those are very good things. And
what is the trend, though, Brent? Is it? I mean, they're talking about that they're investing. Had it been higher? Had it been lower? What did they talk about that for the last 5, 10 years? Whatever.
Did actually? I almost wonder if you got a copy of my notes.
No, I didn't.
Well, it's very, very interesting. So in 2016, there was a slight drop in investment in U.S. real estate. I believe Chinese buyer. It was 29,000. That's what it was. It was 29,000 and some odd transactions, whereas the previous year was a little over 34,000. So Chinese acquisition of U.S. real estate, although it had grown, the number of transactions had dropped by 5,000. What does that tell you? It means it's purchasing more expensive properties.
And you know, it goes back to the same thing we talk frequently about. It regardless of what your side of the political scene is. Most investors, one of the things that they detest most is uncertainty, right? So during 2016, there was a lot of contention, who's going to be the next president?
Good point.
And, you know, investors don't like certainty.
No.
So now that we might see that heading back up again, just because it's pretty clear who's going to be the president for the next 3 years.
Correct.
Contrary to some public opinion out there, but I mean, we know who that is. Interesting information. Want more information about this, or if you are listening to us in a foreign country, Brent Humphries is here. He can help you with real estate in Southern California. Give me 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with them. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only think about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to John, who's engineering us today. Special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Tomorrow, we'll talk about energy-efficient home improvements. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.